Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody After the Show podcast. Thank you for being a subscriber.
Murphy is still seeing double, Sam, so I thought we could talk about it. It's a very real thing in our lives right now.
What's the plan?
Well, we'll get to the plan, but for instance, we were in the car. I'm driving everywhere right now because Murphy's not driving. You haven't driven since Monday of last week. A week.
Yeah, well, actually, I drove for a couple of days last week because they put that little prism film on my...
Right, that's right.
Not prison film, but prism with an M film on my left eye. And yeah. So, I could see for a while. But, you know, yeah, I can't. And so the vision is double again. Jody is generously driving me around. You know what? I mean, I don't mind this being a permanent arrangement if you want.
I do.
I'm curious. I'm, are you riding in the back seat or on the front seat?
Oh, that's a great idea. He likes to tell me how to drive even when he can't see.
Goodness.
You should hear some of the discussions. But this is what's sad. He's explaining to me what it looks like for him. Yeah. And like we were driving the other night. Night is worse because the brightness of the lights of the car, headlights and whatnot. But he was like, you know, do you see four traffic lights up there? I said, yeah. He goes, I see eight. Mm. So that's why you shouldn't be driving right now. The plan is there's an MRI scheduled for tomorrow. A Halloween MRI.
Yes.
If you will.
You gonna wear a costume?
To the MRI?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we'll be doing our
Facebook Live in costume right before.
Right. So let me go back a little bit before we start talking about the MRI and all those things. So I am seeing double because of what they call a cranial nerve palsy, and they believe that it was caused by neurologist thinks it was caused by a miniature eye stroke, which is not the same thing as a brain, you know, bleed or anything like that, but it's the same concept where blood flow gets cut off, and so my left eye, the muscle is weakened by that, and because of that, my left eye will not completely pan where it's supposed to at the speed it needs to focus, And the question is, will it go back to normal? Don't know the answer to that. It could take a couple of months. It may never go back. It may be,
everyone's different with this.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so, you know, what did occur to me over the weekend, as frustrating as this is to see double, it's dizzying. It's weird how your brain starts to kind of try to adjust to the fact that now this is how it senses and sees things. It's not so foreign to me, but
that's got
to
be a constant headache though, huh?
Well, that's why I'm wearing my glasses all the time right now, because I need the prism effect, you know, to pull my vision together. Otherwise, it's too much in the room to sit without my glasses on. Everything is spaced quite far apart now, and you know, I definitely can't drive that way, but I can drive with one eye. And I did get a patch because that, you know, I mean, that actually does help, because isolating things down to one eye.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell Sam the patch story?
By the way, patch, you mean eye patch, not like a nicotine patch.
Right.
Can I tell Sam that the patch story?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
So this is the other night, like right after we got last week was a blur because of the doctor's appointments and then you not driving and the news that you'd had this.
Yeah.
So I'm driving him around in his Batmobile because we had to be in his car because we were picking up stuff from his dad's house, like a big shelf.
Lots of stuff.
We're moving stuff at the same time while this is going on, and he's seeing double. So I'm driving the Batmobile, his big SUV, and I pull into a drugstore. He sits in the car. I go inside to buy a patch. It's Halloween time. I can't find a patch. And I literally am like, are you kidding me with this?
People are buying medical patches because they can't find the regular patches. Not,
but I did find it.
So did you go to the spirit store after that?
I almost did. No, I finally did find it. But they had the regular pirate-looking eye patch that's black and that goes around and it looks like a pirate patch.
Yeah.
What he wanted and expected. But right next to it, they had another little box of patches, eye patches that look like little bandages, like little, and that they would stick on. So I thought, let me get those as well, you know, for a helper. He won't wear those. He's like, this looks cooler.
Yeah. I agree with Murphy on that one. I'd wear the pirate patch.
Yeah. If you're and look, there's nothing wrong with people who do wear bandages.
I'm not
being judgmental, but for me personally, if I wear a bandage, that's going to, people are going to, there has the medical thing to it.
Yeah.
People are going to like, what's going on? Or, ooh, it's weird. The difference between a Band-Aid and a patch, it really is kind of a night and day difference.
Okay.
And I did try it. and it sticks your eye and it holds your eye closed, which is fine.
Sounds nice.
I guess medically, if you need your eye to be closed that way, but that's not what I need. And it's the whole thing is just a mess because if I put the patch on my right eye, I am a left eye dominant person, like most right-handed people are. I'm left eye dominant, and I know that's
it's
weird.
Balance.
The first time I heard that, I thought that was really strange. But most right-handed people are left eye dominant, whatever reason.
Balance,
and,
I think.
But this is the eye that hurts still. And I don't know why it still hurts. And honestly, that's the only thing that still concerns me about this whole thing is if it were just, you know, that I was having trouble seeing, I'd be all right, sort of all right with that. But the pain part, it's like, okay.
So something's wrong.
We still have an MRI. We're going to go through the process. We're going to see what we find out there. And we've had a lot of different emails come to us at murphysamandjody.com. One of the messages that came to us was about the C3 or C4-5 vertebra in the back of of the neck that someone experienced the same thing I've got with the pinched nerve thing that I have going on back there right now. And they said that turned out to be the cause of their eye issues. I don't know if that's the case yet or not.
Two of his doctors have said, no, these two things are not related. But Murphy believes that they are. And so there's something to be said because you're the one that's in your body, you know, so you need to remember your story is your story. Jenny wrote to us. This is an email. Murphy, 8 years ago, right after my son was born, I had double vision too. I was diagnosed by the ophthalmologist with fourth cranial nerve palsy. Your doctor called it sixth.
Yeah.
Basically,
mine's the sixth nerve, not the fourth.
Right. Yep. Jenny goes on to say, basically, the nerve running from my right eye to the left side of my brain had sustained trauma. I wore the glasses with prisms to drive, but I couldn't wear them all the time because I only saw one of everything. Everything seemed to be vibrating.
Oh.
I'm writing to let you know it cleared up on its own in about 3 months and has never happened again. Please don't freak out. You either, Jody.
That's nice.
So
thank you
for that, Jenny. Thank you for sending that.
So, Jenny, I know what you're talking about. The vibrating thing, I get that because the prism kind of creates this distorted look. It's not a halo, but it's a distorted look. But going back to the patch thing right now, I tried that on and off over the weekend. There were moments it was comfortable, but my left eye feels strained, so I can't leave it open. When I move the patch to my left and use my right eye, in my right eye, I have an astigmatism that's pretty bad. So I have, it's challenging to see, I don't want to say challenging, that's probably the wrong word. It's just not as comfortable for me to look out of the right eye. And I also don't know if that's the left eye dominant thing at play.
Yeah.
It's really weird because if I cover the left eye, I just have more trouble reaching out for things, touching things, whatever it is. It just doesn't feel as normal as it does with the other. So where I've landed is the prism with the glasses. I don't like wearing my glasses all the time because they're a little strong, you know, for close-up use. But it's the best thing because I don't have the constant dizzying effect of separated images because everything is always separated without the glasses. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
it's been such
And the thing is, and I do feel it. I also feel blessed because it's shocking and it's frustrating. But I've talked to so many people. Well, Jody's mom had, you know, a stroke to her eye and lost vision. It was the optic nerve, and she completely lost the vision in her eye. Gentleman that we were sitting with the other day at a meeting I was at on Friday, Jody,
he has
partial loss in his eye because he also had the same thing. It was an eye stroke, but I think it affected the optic nerve. So if that's what this is, even though it's separated and frustrating to deal with, I feel blessed that I'm not that compromised.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I'm trying to keep that. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But
it's brought on some very serious conversations in our home this weekend. Can I tell him about the one? I might as well have brought it up. You know, Murphy has type 1 diabetes.
Yeah.
And he was diagnosed 25 years
December ago. December of 1998.
Okay. And at first you were on shots and you gave yourself shots. And then years down the road, you were able to get an insulin pump. So you now have a pump. And so Murphy's management of his diabetes is 110% his to handle and manage. I'm aware of it. I know where the pin is in case there's an emergency. you know, I know, you know, when insulin needs to be picked up and stuff like that.
You know, but where the Swedish fish are.
It's right. I buy him stuff to treat low blood sugars with. However, that's where it stops, and it's 110% his responsibility. But the word, I know it's a nerve stroke, and they call it a stroke because the nerve had a little blip. But that word, it just, ugh, when you hear that word come at you from a doctor. Mm. So we get home, was it Friday? I can't remember. I don't know. The days are blurring together, but I was like, look, I want you to sit down with me, and if something were to happen to you and you weren't able to do something for yourself, which I don't think is going to happen, I need to know how to keep you alive with that pump. Because it's been so long since you got it.
I don't remember. That's not something I thought of. I mean, for all of these things that you're talking about. It's the truth, because it is a...
You do it while you're telling me stories, and you beep, 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 and you add insulin every day and a half or 2 days. Like, I need to know that.
Yeah. I will write that out.
We're going to practice.
The thing is, it makes you stop. It makes you think. It's a word that, you know, I did not want to hear. Mm-hmm. I'm type A. I'm very stubborn. I do not like the idea. I don't want anybody telling me how to control my diabetes, because I am a type 1. I manage it very, very tightly. And I know that even based just on what my doctors said. I have a good A1C. You know, it is ever present in my life, as both of you know. Mm-hmm. And so... You know, I have another friend of mine who, she wears a pump, and she calls it her ball and chain. Mm-hmm. Because it literally is ever present in your mind. You're having to pay attention to it. So for something to come along that has the potential of being, I don't want to say a complication of that, that's what really sent me emotionally to a place that made me really mad.
You're already sick of it.
I'm still frustrated by that, because I don't want to acknowledge that. And you know, and I realize that may be tough, and maybe this is a complication of diabetes. Maybe it's not, because I don't know. And if it is, then I guess I have to accept that part of it. But you know, as I always told Jody, you know, I know what the odds are, and through all the years of having just an incredible medical team of teaching me how to manage this, to get to a place where all of a sudden it may be the cause of something, really is very frustrating to me. And, but that's me to get over that. You know,
through it doesn't mean you're ever going to get over it. It's just something that you have to get through.
Just being honest. But I mean, but that was that part. Jody can tell you, I was mad when we left. I'm like, I don't want anybody telling me anything's a complication of that. And it's all, maybe it's just because it's in my face all the time. You know what I mean? But
it's a feeling to you. And it was a fact to the doctor. In fact, the first thing she said when she said, you know,
actually not a fact.
Well, okay.
We don't know.
You're right. But for her, she's saying, this is what this looks like to me. This is presenting as an eye stroke to
me. It was an observation for her. For me, it was, you know, it was the reaction to that. But getting through the weekend, honestly, it's helped. If that's what it is, okay, great. I mean, I'm not superhuman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, just that's a tough.
Well, you're going to have to teach me the diabetes stuff. You have to teach me the pump care soon, because I'm just going to feel better about knowing it instead of having to wing it based on what I've seen you do.
Yeah, look, I mean, to me, I need to treat that in my head the same way that I would anything else that is not going to come to fruition. It's really weird the first time you have to write your will out, you know, because you've got children. And I remember when our girls, the first time that Jody and I had that conversation, it sounds morbid, but it's actually a very important, responsible thing to do. The first time that Jody and I traveled together after Phoebe was born was where it hit us. It's like, whoa, okay, hold on. Nothing's going to happen, but if we don't have some sort of a written plan for how this is going to be managed...
Well, that's why I wouldn't travel with you
Sam
at first.
Sam won't know what to do.
Right. Remember, I wouldn't travel with you at first.
I know, you didn't.
We're going to travel separately until we have wills.
So my point is on this, I'll teach Jody how to use the pump, but in my head, it's like, okay, that's going to be only if needed. Put it in a drawer.
Sure.
You know, if you need it, great. It's there along with anything else that you would need. My plan is to be around for a long time, and you know, but it's a smart thing. And honestly, I hadn't really thought about that until you mentioned that, because I'm so used to taking care of that myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
I know I'm not usually the optimist, but
let's hear it.
The patch did come along at the perfect time of year.
I know.
I mean, if there's any week you need to wear a patch,
yeah.
He wore a patch last year for Halloween. We still have all of that, although that's not his costume. So I'm leaving it up to him because he loves his costume for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wait, we have a patch from last Halloween?
Remember you were a Targaryen?
That's right.
I dressed you in that long wig.
Well, we didn't have to stop at Walgreens and get a patch.
Yeah.
I just broken the Halloween bag out.
We were out in the car. I didn't know where that patch was. At the bottom of our Halloween.
Probably not a comfortable one to wear all day long.
Yeah, I'm a Targaryen. I'm a Targaryen.
but truthfully, you brought up the positive part. I am going to stay positive about it because it really, you have two choices, you know, you can make in this. There are things that are far worse. It just kind of is what it is, and you know, and we'll work through it. But I guess the biggest thing for me is I'm used to being able to move at 1,000,000 miles an hour. And I don't really like things that slow me down either. Mm. And this has slowed me down. This is not, I can't move as fast on the computer. I can't move as fast, you know, getting around the house. I actually can't find things that I have put down somewhere because I'm seeing two of everything right now. You know what I mean?
Well, just grab one of them.
Right. You would think that would make it easier, right? But it's still,
a lot of little stuff around the house that you can just tell that he's trying to find his
way. And now you've got 8 dogs in the pack.
Boy, you're not kidding. But at least we have twice the food. At least that's what I saw this morning.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.